very important to have an ambassador. They have really unique access and unique circumstances as a result of their position. So Canada has one, and that's a very good thing. Secondly, I think very highly of Dominique Barton. He understands global trade in natural resource products. He wrote the book here in Canada on the opportunity that we have in the agricultural sector, so he really understands that part of the business. But, you know, these issues in China are very complex, and they're not entirely just about canola and canola quality, clearly. They are issues that will take time. The best that we can do, I think, as an industry, is work very closely with our government and be very supportive and make it clear to China that we're interested in a solution-oriented mindset to our issues.
Where are we at right now with canola trade? I know the two big companies aren't allowed in, but there is canola seed getting into China. Tell us about that.
So the two main exporters, Viterra and Richardson, are still in this circumstance where their permit has been removed. There is seed going to China. It's, I would say, Neil, roughly about a quarter of what we would normally expect at this time. I think any trade there is a welcome development for our canola value chain. We'd like to see more of that. But clearly, in order to return the situation to where we think it should be, we need to resolve the issues, and we need to make sure those two companies, well, and all our exporters, all Canadian exporters, have access to the Chinese market.
That quarter that you're talking about, is that direct trade into China, or is that counting anything through third-party countries?
No, that would be direct trade from Canadian exporters to China.
There's probably additional product going into China through third parties too?
Well, I see that our exports to other markets are up, seed markets are up. There's been discussion that you will have seen of some of that product going into markets and being processed there, and then the oil making its way into other markets, and presumably China. I wouldn't comment on the exact statistics there, but I would say that that it's possible that some Canadian product is finding its way into China.
When you look at the big picture, total exports, not specific countries, are we similar to where we were a year ago?
The statistics show that trade is fairly robust considering the circumstances we have with China. And, you know, our goal is to open market access around the world and to make sure that our exporters of seed, oil, and meal have, you know, unimpeded access to markets.